significantly fewer women, blacks, and Latinos go into scientific professions. That includes the environmental sciences. One Monterey Bay Area organization has been training youth in watershed ecology and getting them to teach others. Jasmine Lopez has this report from Amnesty School in Watsonville.
In a bungalow-style classroom, a group of fourth and fifth graders enter and take their seats.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. How are you doing?
Good.
All right.
They're greeted by their instructor and a group of mentors.
All right, but here's what we're going to be doing for today. We're going to be going...
Watsonville Wetlands Watch advocates for wetland issues and educates elementary, middle, and high school students. They enroll 9 Pajaro Valley High School interns, called Wetland Stewards, each year.
I'm Rodrigo Garcia. I am 17 years old.
Rodrigo is a junior at Pajaro Valley High School, and he applied to be a wetland steward last spring.
That's Noelle Antolin, Watsonville Wetlands Educational Programs Director. She has worked with Garcia from the start.
It was his first job that he ever applied for, and wrote an essay about why he wanted to become a wetland steward.
So this job is kind of, we go around to middle schools and elementary schools, and we teach kids about the importance of the wetlands and why we should be preserving them.
Antolin says that Garcia was up against 30 other students and began training last summer.
And went through a two-week intensive program with us in the wetlands and at the Wetlands Educational Resource Center on the campus of Pajaro Valley High School. And that's where he learned about eco-literacy, outdoor teaching skills, inquiry-based learning, really relating to students on a level that is sort of visceral with them.
Besides learning about the preservation of wetlands, elementary and middle school students build bonds with older students.
Anybody have any ideas? What do you think plants do?
We need them to survive.
We need them to survive. Who else?
Today is a school day. So we come here. Today we're doing lessons on birds and native plants. So we're actually teaching them the difference between native plants and how they affect the environment and how they affect animals that live here. And then we usually go out, play games that are actually educational themselves to teach them about what we want them to know or we want them to learn in a way that's fun for them. And that's usually a regular day for stewards.
Garcia has lived in Watsonville for 15 years. He's tall, soft-spoken, and very proud of his work.
So I never thought I'd really be able to kind of talk in a way they pay attention to me, and I never thought they'd think I'm fun. A lot of people don't really think I'm that fun, but this program really helped me bring that out.
Garcia says that the love for his work started at home.
I was born here in California, in Santa Cruz, and my parents actually came from Michoacán, Mexico. Yeah, growing up, my dad was actually pretty enjoyed plants himself. Yeah, I actually grew up with a lot of remedies that came from plants, which really got me interested in them because they have so many, many things they can give us, and I want to be one of the people to discover that.
We've gotten to see several of our students so far graduate from high school and then go to schools like UC Berkeley, UC Santa Barbara, UC San Diego, and major in the fields of environmental science, green architecture, zoology.
Moving forward with his work is what Garcia plans to do. He hopes to become an environmental scientist or ethnobotanist. He was named the biggest ambassador for Watsonville Wetlands Watch, recruiting the most new students for next fall. And though there is a one-year limit on the Wetlands Steward internship, he'll participate in a 4-week Summer Green Careers Institute, where he'll gain further experience at local green businesses. I'm Jasmine Lopez.
This story was funded by Community Foundation Santa Cruz County. Find more of our Solutions in Education series at kusp.org/education.